Piper Loomis here. I am back. I figured out this live. I wanted to talk about my personal experience with General Michael Flynn, his family, and my partnership with them. Recently, as of late and for quite a while, I've been targeted and harassed, as well as his family and members of our Little Flower Advisory Board. What's really interesting, this actually goes back to my congressional run for Congress. And I'm very, very bold about this, you know, what I have to say to you, because I'm sick and tired of people running their mouths. And this will probably be one of the only times I address it. But I'm honestly sick and tired of people running their mouths and frankly have no idea what they're talking about. You know, anytime you source your information back to what somebody else said and not on actual facts, you have no credibility. So, anyways, I first met General Flynn. It's been a few years, actually, maybe a little bit longer. And there was we had a mutual friend, and she had asked me to attend an event. And I believe it was General Flynn's first public speech coming out of, you know, his false accusations. And so there was a couple of pastors that were arguing over who was going to pray over him. And she said, "Well, will you pray for him?" And it really pulled me outside of my comfort zone, but I ended up praying for him. We went to another location after that, and then I went back to Trump Hotel. His family was there, but I ended up coming into a really great conversation with his sister Mary. And, you know, the Lord just put on my heart at that time, you know, now that your brother is, you know, free from this stuff, what are you going to do about human trafficking? That's what God had dropped into my heart to ask her. And so we started you know, personal connection with them that long ago. And then I ran for U.S. Congress. General Flynn was one of my biggest cheerleaders, as well as his family, members of his family, and stood right beside me, encouraged me to do this, and it was incredible. It was awesome. And instantly, as the endorsements rolled out for my campaign for U.S. Congress, this would have been the race for 2022. I started my race almost a year earlier. Right away, the attacks started happening because either people were jealous, or, you know, that were in the race, or they didn't like him for some reason. And I remember actual chairs of the South Carolina in South Carolina, in my congressional district, that said I should not actually mention that I'm endorsed by him, because in South Carolina, they don't like General Flynn. And, you know, I stood by that endorsement, and stood by my personal connection with them, and stood up for him. He didn't need me to stand up for him. He didn't need me to say anything on his behalf. But, you know, when a general and his family have stood up for America and have paid significant cost, and still do to this day, you know, there's something to be said for that. And it's not my problem if someone else gets their panties in a wad over whether or not they like General Flynn. And in fact, these GOP chairs are not supposed, according to our own, you know, guidelines, they're not even supposed to be putting their two cents in until after the primaries. I don't necessarily agree with that, by the way. I think that we should be able to have a say in if there's someone who is an incumbent that is morally or ethically bad, or they're not voting constitutionally, that the Republican Party actually should stand up and say, "We want nothing to do with you, and we're going to get behind this other person." But anyways, and then as I was running for U.S. Congress during this time, there was another candidate that was in the race before they actually filed to get on the ballot. This was just people that were campaigning. And they began to accuse me. I actually have screenshots that I saved in an external drive and put into a police report showing these people that, you know, basically were smearing General Flynn and some of these other people that endorsed me during my run, probably because of jealousy. But then they started accusing him in these circles for sex trafficking and even accused me. And I'm like, yeah, because I want to be locked back in a cage and raped again. Why would I want that for anybody? So that was that. And some of those people ended up apologizing for being stupid, because then they found themselves wanting to actually meet with the general and have a personal connection with him. So it's interesting how, you know, their tunes changed. So fast forward to where we are now, and I will tell you that General Flynn, his sister Mary, and members of their family have stood beside me and have encouraged me to stand up and share my story. It's been very hard. I mean, I'm 41 and it's been very hard to talk about. God has given me ultimately the strength, but they have been some of my greatest allies. And so to sit here and say that people need to be concerned about anyone who is in the circle with General Flynn, one of these posts I'm just going to bring up because this is just really stupid. And they may end up blocking me, but I don't really give a rat's patoot. Hang on one second. I'm going to share this with you. I'm finding it on my phone. So this person is Stellar_Fox at StellarFox16. Says, anyone in the circle of General Michael Flynn is dangerous, and I wish I could underline dangerous 1 trillion times. I'm not suicidal. That's just so stupid. These people are not too far removed from my father, who is a programmer and sexually ritually abused me my entire child from infancy. Well, then, you know, I hate it if you have been harmed or programmed. Like, I hate that for you. But to sit here and say they're running an MK Ultra survivor group spaces where they encourage survivors to share their testimony of abuse. Look, I don't think anyone should share their testimony of abuse until they've healed, because it can be triggering, and it might not bring you healing to actually share. It could actually be detrimental. It could be really bad. I mean, for some of us, we didn't share the full thing, and sometimes I still get triggered and I don't share certain things. But to sit here and say, they say they're running an anti-child trafficking group, which is an actual honeypot for survivors and children, and to groom parents and kids. Really? I actually teach a workshop for survivors and for people to understand the mindset of how to overcome and how to gain healing, how God helped me gain healing. How is that actually a honeypot? Because everything, if you haven't attended our actual events, then you don't know what you're talking about, because we're actually equipping people at the grassroots level to get involved, to be personally accountable and responsible for their local community, so that these atrocities and sex crimes against children are no longer continue. And I hope someday is completely eradicated. She said the predators are running these programs themselves. That's really wrong, because I'm not a predator at all. And I am a victim, was a victim, now an overcomer of satanic ritual abuse, paid child rape, aka child trafficking, and programming myself. So I hate what has, you know, happened to you. But to sit here and to accuse the general and other people, I it's sickening. And, you know, definitely get help for what you're going through. There are resources available out there. And I'm happy if you DM me, I can help direct you to some people who have helped me along the way. But this ridiculous stuff, and it's probably goes back to Lynn Wood, Matrix, the authority, attacking members of the board But those that are even going a step further to attack survivors that are aligned or a part of this group, you are sick. You are so sick. I mean, you're already sick to be attacking people that are fighting against child trafficking, but then to turn around and actually attack survivors of child trafficking, you have to be some kind of sick person to even go down that path. And if you are a victim, you have believed, you are walking in deception to believe that these other people that are accusing General Flynn and others of this, of trafficking. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And look, we all can sometimes believe a lie or believe the wrong person, but I just ask you to go back and do a heart check on this, because it's wrong on so many levels. And that's all I wanted to say. My personal experience with them, and look, they don't need me to defend them or to say anything, but I've been pretty quiet. I haven't really responded to a lot of this crap, but then I just started seeing my name being brought up in some of this stuff. And so you have to be some kind of stupid and sicko to accuse survivors and victims of human trafficking of actually doing it, when we're actually out there on the front lines, putting everything out there to fight against this. So I wanted to make sure that I said something. My personal experience has been nothing short of the best with this family. And I'm thankful that the general and his sister and those that I know in the family have come alongside me and have been my greatest allies. So if you have a problem with that, I guess that's your issue. But, you know, you're not doing yourself any favors to continue walking in this sick deception. Thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. Take care and God bless.